I am Nathan Brown. I farm in Highland County, and I am a Highland County Vice President for the Farm Bureau Board.
I'm Dave Bushelman, Highland County Farm Bureau Trustee, and help on the family farm. Also Lieutenant with the Lynchburg Area Joint Fire and Ambulance District.
You folks with the Highland County Farm Bureau took on a project. Nathan, it was kind of your idea.
Yeah, I come up with this idea of trying to raise money and getting my other Farm Bureau board members involved and getting everybody actively participating was a big chore, and everybody jumped on board with it and was really excited about the project, and things went really well.
The idea came about, you saw the grain bin rescue unit at Farm Science Review.
Yeah, I actually was up there and was walking up down the street in the afternoon, and I heard them over on the speaker talking, and kind of caught my attention, so I walked over and was watching the demonstration, and it kind of a light bulb went off, and it's like, why don't we have this kind of stuff in Highland County, or what do we have in Highland County? And I come back to the board and talk to Dave Bushelman, and I said, Dave, I said, what do we got in the county? And he said, we pretty much have nothing, no equipment, no training or anything. And I was like, we need to do something about that. So
Dave, what was the biggest challenge putting this project together?
Just getting the backing of the fire chiefs and then getting the financial support.
So what was the initial reaction of the fire chiefs?
They were fabulous about it. I mean, they were on board. They agreed that it was something we needed. As you can see in the news, grain bin incidents are on their way up.
You went to the community looking for support. Were you surprised?
Very. The amount of support we got was overwhelming. The first day we went out, it was five of us board members. We went out and we had like $10,000 in the first day.
You ended up, I think you're saying now, somewhere in the neighborhood of $44,000, which has allowed you to equip two trailers here in Highland County.
Our goal was $30,000 to equip the two trailers. With the $44,000 through the training and everything, we've spotted other equipment that we needed on the trailers, so we've added equipment above what our original thoughts were.
Nathan, let me ask you, what's been the reaction of farmers here in Highland County?
Everybody has been really, really thankful for it. I know I've had several people come up to me at different events and say, we've had accidents, and that's the thing, a lot of these accidents go unreported. And, everybody's just so thankful that we have this in the county now and that we got guys that are trained and know what to do.
Are you hearing from other counties thinking about, maybe this is something we need to be looking at?
Nathan and I have to go meet with the Brown County fire chiefs. I think Brown County Farm Bureau is talking about it.
For those other farm bureaus, maybe not only here in Ohio, but around the country that hear about your program, what advice would you give them?
It's a good program. Kind of get with your fire chiefs and make sure everybody's on the same page with it. There's not a lot of information, but there's a lot of information out there. So make sure everybody's on the same page with it.
The guys from the Ohio Fire Academy that came down and were the instructors were just blown away with the equipment we had and the support of the county that we'd had for it. They're like, there's nobody else in the state that has the whole package together. There's some people that have the tubes, rescue tubes, but a lot of them are just sitting in a firehouse in a corner, and we've put them on trailers with all the ropes and everything. Everything is in one of those trailers that we need to make a rescue. Hopefully it's a rescue rather than a recovery.
Nathan, let me ask, what can you say about the members of your grain bin rescue team?
The guys, I myself participate in the training, and the guys that are on that team all jumped in, and they are just wonderful. They're outgoing guys, and they want to learn, and that's the biggest thing, is wanting to learn and picking up that extra skill set to be able to do this. And everyone that we have on our team has got that quality to them.
My hat's off to you guys at Highland County Farm Bureau for putting the effort in and pulling it off.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.